And that's ultimately what we want, is to have lives that are changed and to be mindful of God. And so I think something that I've been enjoying is taking away one word. Sometimes, I mean, I don't know, I think a big concept or a big something, and then I kind of forget to go, or I write something on a note card and go, oh, I'm going to memorize the scripture in my free times when I'm riding the elevator. And then I just forget. And then I get it out of the dryer and I'm like, what is this thing? And, you know, and then I'm like, oh, that was that scripture that I was memorizing. But one word, I can do one word. That's kind of where I'm at. But anyway, one word, and then just thinking on that and thanking God for being whatever that word is, or that attribute, I can do that.
I like that.
You know how you mentioned in the main show, when you think of adoration, the one thing that always comes to mind is that God never leaves you.
Yeah.
And that's what you appreciate about him. It reminded me of this thought I had a while back. And I don't remember where I heard it first. You can just credit me for it.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Is as we're thinking about our kids, or really like anyone that we're discipling or wanting to like teach about God and what is good about God, is finding that one thing, that one like pain point for that person. So maybe their dad did leave. Like that is the gospel to that person, is God doesn't leave. Everyone has something different about God that is going to attract them, a different attribute of God. And it's not going to be the same for everyone. And so like really getting to know the person that you care about deeply and want them to have a relationship with God is figuring out like, what is the gospel to this person? Hmm. What is the good news for this one individual person? And for you, Emily, like it would be like, God never leaves. Like that would bring you be like, well, I want that.
I immediately think for my daughter, it would be that God is safe. Yeah. You know, like he can be trusted.
Mm-hmm.
You can be vulnerable with him.
I think for Jonah, it would be God cares about justice. Jonah's very justice-minded. I think in some ways he feels like that means he can't love God, because it's confusing that God sometimes allows bad things to happen to good people, and that doesn't feel like justice, you know?
Mm-hmm. Or I love that idea.
My thing is that I don't have to carry the burden of everything myself. I always feel like it's all on me.
Mm.
And so for me, it's I've got somebody, yes, that doesn't leave, definitely, but also somebody where I can go and put it all and give it all and feel some relief.
Relief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
I think for me, it is that God has a plan, but I don't have to have the plan. I just have to listen for it and, you know, follow it, but I don't have to figure out the next 70 years of my life. Maybe. No. I don't think I'll make it that long.
Depends on. Well,
you know, it's his plan, so it's let's his... not. Don't plan it.
Yeah. I think something that someone said once to my husband's really good at hearing something once and holding on to it and then repeating it a lot until it becomes like something that we all say, but that God makes informed decisions. I think sometimes we think he doesn't know, or we have to gather all the details. I think, Rebecca, you can identify with that, because it's going to go real bad. It probably will go really badly, an Enneagram 6 would think. Mm-hmm. So that God makes informed decisions, I think, is helpful.
And for your kids, too, because we put a lot of pressure on ourselves. We've got to get it all right. And it's really not all on us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
I've really been loving the Bible Project.
If you would like to hear the rest of that episode, plus over 100 more, join us at patreon.com/momstrugglingwell. You'll be filling your ear holes with our bonus episodes, filling your eyes with behind the scenes video episodes, and warming your heart with our amazing Strug community. Plus, you'll get access to live events and merch. See you over there.